Confusion over masks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Justice Department said it would appeal a federal judge's ruling that voided a national mask mandate on public transportation if the CDC requests the requirement be enforced. Meantime, many passengers are finding different rules at different locations.
President Biden seemed to shift his stance on masking, saying it's up to travelers to decide whether they want to wear a mask while they're flying. So in New York City at LaGuardia and JFK, for example, you have to wear a mask in the airport, but not on the plane. At Newark, just across the river, you don't have to wear a mask in any of those places. You also have to wear a mask at the airports in Philadelphia, Salt Lake City, and Los Angeles. On the subway in New York, you have to wear a mask. On the L in Chicago, no mask. So you can understand why some passengers can't keep it straight today.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Britain's defense ministry says the Russian military is expanding its presence on Ukraine's eastern border as fighting in the Donbass region intensifies. Russia has also broadened its attacks in other cities throughout Ukraine. Tennis players from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to play at Wimbledon this year.
Ranked number two in the world, Russian Daniil Medvedev will not be allowed to compete at Wimbledon this summer, nor will women's world number four Arina Sabalenka from Belarus. Today, the All England Club announced because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Belarus's support, Russian and Belarusian athletes have been barred from taking part in tennis's third Grand Slam event.
Fox's Jared Max. The South Carolina Supreme Court orders a temporary stay to a planned execution by firing squad. 57-year-old Richard Moore requested the squad be used rather than the electric chair. He's the first state prisoner to face the choice of execution methods after a law went into effect last year making electrocution the default and giving the inmates the option to face three prison workers with rifles. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Special privileges enjoyed by Disney for more than a half century could be coming to an end.
The Walt Disney Company has enjoyed special privileges in Florida due to a 1967 law granting it near autonomy, allowing it to build and expand the Disney World Resort free from most bureaucracy. But the company's condemnation of Florida's parental rights and education law is prompting lawmakers to rethink Disney's deal.
Their behavior has been atrocious, frankly, as a guest in the state of Florida. And so when you kick the hornet's nest, sometimes issues pop up, and this is one.
State lawmaker Randy Fine, if the Florida legislature does away with the so-called Reedy Creek Improvement District, the surrounding counties will have to take on costs of firefighting, police, and development, which Disney currently pays for. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new documentary features new audio from conversations with serial killer John Wayne Gacy.
The documentary is called Conversations with a Killer, the John Wayne Gacy Tapes, and features clips of more than 60 hours of previously unheard recorded interviews. Gacy was found guilty of murdering 33 young men and boys before he was executed in 1994. The interviews with Gacy were conducted with a member of his defense team, taped from 1979 to 1980 while he was on death row.
He seemed very personable, very friendly,
but he could turn on a dime.
There is a right wing, there's a wrong wing, and there's my wing.
Was he insane or was he evil?
Conversations with a Killer, the John Wayne Gacy Tapes, is now streaming on Netflix. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Netflix is reporting a drop in its subscriber numbers, and that may cause the streaming service to crack down on users who share their passwords. Yesterday, Netflix said its customer base fell by 200,000 during the January-March quarter. They may also launch a cheaper version of its service supported by ads. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.